AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Brett today. Brett, how often do you get out to the museums in town, the art museums?
Not as often as I probably should.
Yeah, you're right. You probably should. They are fantastic.
More than ever.
We do have what I would consider to be two of the better, well, I'm hard-pressed outside of New York and maybe Los Angeles, finding a better overall art museum.
Doesn't Chicago have a pretty good scene?
Well, Chicago's a good one. I have to include the Smithsonian, but I mean that's its own beast.
That's
when you walk in there and there's the flag from 1812, the Patrick Henry wrote the Star Spangled Banner with, and they have it spread out. That was one of the most mind blowing things. The chairs from the surrender at Appomattox. They had the chairs and the table that Grant and Lee sat at as they signed the surrender. I mean the Smithsonian. I mean, as a museum goes, amazing. And if you've never been to the Art Museum, if you ever get the chance to go to the Fine Art Museum, that's in the Smithsonian, that's part of their whole conglomerate, it's top-notch. Okay, so Smithsonian, New York, I would have a hard time finding something that's better than MIA, and I'm dead serious. MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Arts, that building has got so many incredible pieces in it. It is mind-numbing. It is mind-numbing how good it is. The Walker is as comparable, and I am dead serious. I will fight you on this. I have been to the modern art museums in LA. I've been to the modern art museums in New York. And outside of maybe New York, Museum of MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, outside of that one, I think the best modern art museum in this country is the Walker. We are blessed. But then we have these other museums that are out there. And we've talked before about like Soap Factory, which is one of those incubators for the art community. Another one of those is the Wiseman. And if you don't know what the Wiseman Art Museum is, it's over on the University of Minnesota campus. Have you ever been over there to that one?
The Wiseman, no.
That's that one that's silver. It's right next to the bridge on Washington Avenue.
And I've probably gone by it many times.
It used to run the light rail. Before the light rail was there, that was the way into University Stadium Village was there. And then, of course, you could on the north side was Dinkytown Stadium Village on the southern side. And you used to be able to go up that road, and it was right there on the riverfront. It's a gorgeous building. It is a museum. Well, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss. Because it's a smaller museum, they have some spectacular permanent pieces there, which are really good. As a matter of fact, you're wondering whatever happened to the fish sculpture they used to have over at the Walker in the sculpture garden before they remodeled it. That's now over at the Wiseman.
Oh, so
there you go. You can go in there and there's the old fish. It's a lovely piece too. There have been some exhibits they have had there, which have been great. Andy Warhol, there was an exhibit they had of some of his stuff, which was quite good for a while. They have one out there, Melvin and Rose Smith. This is the Rondo neighborhood exhibit. And Rondo, of course, was wiped out with 94 when they built a lot of, you know.
They have some art from there. Okay.
Well, it's not art from that time. It's art reminiscing of the time with Melvin Smith. Holy God, is that good? Stunningly good. And I've my middle daughter, my middle child, my oldest daughter, who's very artsy as well. When she and I are looking at each other, like, it's stunning. And it's Rose, Melvin, and Rose Smith. They've done this stuff there. It's just unbelievable. And it's all about Rondo. And of course, Rondo neighborhood, if you don't know, was a neighborhood that was ripped out for the interstate. Because that's what they did. You know, interstates were nice and lovely, but the dark history of them is they basically took out all the African-American communities in most towns to build them. And there's a story, and I can't remember it, about, you know, how 35W north of University kind of zigzags up until Stinson?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason for that. It's like, oh, that's a white-owned neighborhood? Well, that one can stay. Oh, that one's not? Oh, that one has to go.
You got to be kidding. That's really the reason why it zigzags.
Yeah, that is. Wow. It was Price. And so it's like they look at the African-American neighborhoods. They'd say not only were they cheaper, but then they'd devalue them. They'd foreclose on a lot of them. They'd make them as cheap as possible, boot the people out, and then, you know, just destroy the neighborhood and rip it out. And, you know, you missed a lot of culture. You missed a lot of area there. But it's a spectacular exhibit. Go see that at the Wiseman. Plus, it's always fun to go over to the University of Minnesota, especially as they're getting ready for the big old school year. And yeah, it's a little lively on the campus. You're feeling a little golden gophery, like that. It could, you know, could is that optimism about the football team? Is that you know fresh students who hadn't figured out about dropping out and failing out of school yet? How nice! And you actually kind of for a brief second start considering paying the prices in the University of Minnesota bookstore for a shirt, for goodness sakes. That's a little pricey. Just FYI. Just, yeah. Yeah, really? $60? $60? Wow. Really? Really? Okay. Phil is in Gold Valley. Want to talk about 35W swerves? Welcome on again, Phil.
Hi. It's nice to talk with you. That curve around that certain part of near the university.
Yeah.
That was built in because the house that it was swerving around was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, I know there was one there and it was and the owner was there was not just that, there's another townhome down the street, but it was also predominantly because those were owned by white people. They took out either empty lots or African American neighborhoods wherever they could.
Oh yeah. I mean when they put interstates through every town, yep, I can think of, they tried to put them through the places where they figured they could get away with basically just eminent domaining, you know, the ghettos or the slums or the low class, i.e. working class neighborhoods. And in a lot of towns, that was minorities.
Exactly. Or else they went through they were so far out of town. And thanks, Phil. I appreciate the phone call. They were so far out of town. Like Fargo, when they initially built their stuff there, it was so far away from that. Rochester, same thing. You notice how the interstate doesn't really go up to Rochester? Yeah, they just kind of built it out there because they didn't want to go in and really run it up in that direction. You know, I think part of it was they couldn't run it up there. But there's a lot of towns like Fargo, Des Moines for a long time. You know, just they unless they had to go through the heart of the city, they tried to find areas where it was empty fields. And so they went around it. But whenever you had to go through a city, it's like, where do the black people live? That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. And people, it's funny because there still is an insane amount of white people that don't want to believe that just because you're born white in the suburbs, you have such an advantage just with that. That you can't, that they just don't want to accept that. And the reality is, even today, yes, the chance of healthier, chance of jobs, chance of financing, chance of getting, you know, moving up on the ladder. My God, you know, you have to understand the history so you can appreciate the history. And it doesn't mean, and bless the wise men and give that to them. They're doing this exhibit out there, and you should go see this because you have to understand what we lost. What we lost. And it's exactly like when I went out to Fort Snelling this last week. And, oh, no, there was a lot of slaves here. What? There was a lot of slaves in Minnesota. Oh, sweet Lord, really? Okay. And Zachary Taylor was here? Dear God, that load? No, not as bad as Trump load, but Taylor was a load.
Let him in.
Oh, God. He was Spanish American War or Mexican American War hero, and Polk had already vowed that he was only going to do one term. And I read a book on Polk one time. Actually, a fascinating president. You know, still punted on slavery. You know, nice job, idiot. But that being said, he did do there was a lot of things he did do. You know, as far as kind of you know as his term. But he and Zachary Taylor hated each other. Hated each other, and Taylor felt it was his divine destiny to basically replace him. So, yeah, fascinating stuff.
It sounds like two modern people in the White House right now that might not like each other.
Well,
Trump and Pence. No, I don't know if those guys get along either.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah. I think what's so funny is all these people that went to work for Trump, thinking their brand is going to still be something that you are buying. You know, the granimals of clothes right now as an adult. And that's your brand. And good luck selling that to America in this day and age. No, it appeals to the three-year-old mentality. You know, I match. Great. Trump supporter. Get you. Understand you. Yeah, don't ever tell me I was an idiot and racist that voted for Trump. Anyway, needless to say, I think Pence, good luck on that old career afterwards. Maybe he'll go back to radio or whatever. Yeah, I think he was a radio host for a while. By the way, Duluth, too. They got the tall ships up there. Have you ever seen the tall ships, any of the tall ships?
Not in person, no.
Oh. Go to Boston. Is it the Constitution that's harbored out there right in the middle of Boston Harbor? You do the Freedom Trail and you can go on out to the Constitution. Phenomenal. And that is really, you go to Plymouth Plantation and they've got a remake of the Mayflower out there, which is pretty amazing. It really is amazing. That style of travel was just unbelievable. And they figured out how to get every bit of wind they could in those sails. They knew how to sail the seas. They were just amazing. And when I was a kid, they brought the tall ships for the 1976, the Bicentennial, came on the East Coast. And they went into Boston and went into Newport Harbor. And they went down into New York and they sailed the East Coast. I saw them and they were just spectacular. And I just remember how cool that was. They're going to have a bunch of them up in Superior this weekend. They're saying in Duluth, this weekend in Duluth is going to be busier than Grandma's Marathon weekend.
Really?
I can't. Wow. No, that can't be. Can it? If you get up there, go see them. And there's a reason why the tall ships bring a crowd. And let's face it. I mean, isn't Duluth? I mean, if you're in anywhere from Idaho east, this is going to be the closest port any of those are ever going to be at, because they're not going to come up the Mississippi. It's not. No. It's row, row. Unless they got Viking ports out the side, that's not going to work for them. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Hey, Kid Rock is trending. Why, you say? Well, he came out of nowhere on Friday morning to attack Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. And Tay-Tay is what, you know, us fans call her.
Never goes well when you attack Taylor Swift.
I don't know, dude, man. It's like, stay down, man. Just stay down because, you know, wow. This came out of nowhere. This is out of nowhere. Well, she did do an article in Vogue. I'll get to that in a second here. But Kid Rock came out of nowhere Friday morning to attack Taylor Swift for her political beliefs and accuse her of using sex to get famous. Oh, it gets worse. It's unclear what sparked Rock's Twitter attack. He hardly ever tweets, but he did not mince word when he came to his feeling about Swift. Taylor Swift, quote, "Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period," he wrote. And it looks like she will, he makes a rude comment to a sexual act. To get there, our oldest move in the book, good luck, girl. Wow. He signed the tweet to make sure you knew it definitely came from him. In her recent interview with Vogue, Swift talked about why she did not come out and endorse a candidate in 2016 presidential election. Unfortunately, in the 2016 election, he had a political opponent who was weaponizing the idea of celebrity endorsement, he said. And he was going around saying, "I'm a man of the people. I'm for you. I care about you. I just knew I wasn't going to help." Also, you know, the summer before the election, all people were saying she's calculated, she's manipulative, she's not what she seems, she's a snake, she's a liar. These are the same exact insults people were hurling at Hillary. Would it be an endorsement or would it been a liability? Look, snakes and a feather flock together. Look, some two lying women, two nasty women. Literally millions of people were telling me to disappear, so I disappeared in many senses. Rock, on the other hand, has been very outspoken of his support for Trump. He attended the signing of a bill better known as the Orange G. Hatch Bob Goodlatte Music Modernization Act in the Roosevelt Room of the White House, October 2018. Rock went out of his way to praise Trump during the signing, saying, "I'd just like to bring it up that there's been a whole lot of people in this country who give you a lot of credit for everything you've been doing. I give him 100% of the credit for what the hell is going on in this country right now. 100% of the credit to Donald Trump." That we know that some people don't give it to you as much as maybe they should sometimes. No, I would agree with that, Eric. There's a lot of people that should not be giving him the credit that he deserves. There's a lot of people, kiddo. Dude, you know, I understand you're a little bit bitter because for a brief moment there, you were a stadium act. And you went around and you were playing stadium act. But and if I can say this in technical terms, you suck. You suck, Kid Rock. You God, your music is howling cats being drowned. It is disgusting what you put forward as music. You have no talent and no ability. And we wised up. And that is why we do not play. You don't play the big stadiums anymore. Instead, you're at the old truck pull or some out-of-the-way casino doing a show. Well, good for you. And if you like playing music, knock yourself out. But don't be bitter and angry because you suck. You epitomize the problem with this country right now. The inability of people to look in the mirror and say, the reason why I am not successful is myself. Not Taylor Swift, not the Democrats, it's you! You're a jerk and you're an ass! Don't you mess with Tay-Tay. Leave Tay-Tay alone. Seriously.
He was big when I was in high school. There was a lot of bad music back then. You got him, Limp Bizkit, they all kind of sounded the same. Honestly, if you heard Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock, you probably couldn't tell their music apart.
Seriously, they were that close to Juggalos at that point, wasn't it? It was the insane clown posse.
Yeah, they're with
seriously, that's how bad the music was at some time. That it was, it gave some legitimacy to Insane Clown Posse. And by the way, to all the Juggalos out there, you keep being you guys because I love what you guys are doing. You guys are committed. I'm with you. And you know what? They don't say anything necessarily wrong, so I'm good with that. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. If you agree with Kid Rock sucks, well, you're more than welcome to call, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Oh, yes. Yes.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Yes.
Had to throw in some good music after some that previous man. Bumper. Yeah.
Thank you. I got hives. What'd you do, man? I do want to thank Todd Coley sponsoring AM 950 this week. You can sponsor the radio station, too. Call 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885 for more information. Todd has his band, Just Folk. They're based out of Spain, and they, of course, got three songs out there, Coma Tonight, Believe or Bust, and Protest to Survive, three songs which he wants to help inspire the resistance. I'll get those posted up on the social media page, and thank you very much, Todd, once again for that. I got a theory about what happened with why Kid Rock all of a sudden went after Taylor Swift. Trump's on vacation, right? Do we know Kid Rock's not like out golfing with him right now? He could be out golfing with him. And, you know, and he hears this and, you know, weepy little, you know, orange man, you know, is all upset in the corner because he's, you know, Taylor Swift was in the Vogue magazine and she was saying she was going to endorse Hillary Clinton and Kid Rock, because he's an idiot, you know, said, "Hey, I got your back, T-Dog," or something like that. Ugh. Anyway, but he says something like that and all of a sudden he starts tweeting because he doesn't usually do this. So I think either someone from the Trump administration asked him to attack, or he's out with Trump right now and he said, "My buddy got hurt by Tay-Tay, so I'm going to go after him." So I will say this. Isn't it hilarious? I love you hypocritical, you know, Christian right people who all of a sudden, every time that someone talks about politics that you don't like, it's "shut up and sing" or "shut up and act," but it's Kid Rock or it's John Voight or James Woods. And you're like, "Isn't he a great American?" Shut up. You're a hypocrite. You just don't like the fact that the person that you like their album hates the politicians that you like. Well, that's on you. Maybe, just maybe, if the music connects with you, maybe you should wonder why they hate your politicians so much. And maybe you should ask the question. Maybe you should. Just a thought.
There's one problem with your theory. Can you really picture Kid Rock golfing?
He has.
Oh, really?
I've seen pictures of him in golf outfits.
No.
I have.
Wow, yeah. That's got to be a sight.
Just him and Trump. I mean, talk about being... You know, having that pair play in front of you on a golf course and having you follow around. It's like, "Oh, here's my ball in an empty beer can." Oh, God. Dear Lord. And why would you do this? Seriously, Taylor Swift is the most popular artist on the freaking planet outside of Beyonce right now. Outside of Beyonce is Taylor Swift, period. Why would you? Kid Rock's an idiot. Lynette is in Chaska. She wanted to chime in on, "Hey, Kid Rock, let's talk."
Kid Rock, he's a hip-hop hypocrite. Woo! No, I mean, I just started laughing when you were talking about him, because I always think that, like, with him. I'm like, what is he famous for? I mean, like, what does he do? I mean, I have some songs that are kind of, like, tie into another song that's, I don't know, when they do that, it's actually a song that someone else wrote, and then they start out. I can't even think of any songs that he has. But I mean, just think of like late night shows and all the talented people that, when you're talented and smart, you tend to be liberal minded and democratic because you're smart.
Well,
and
if you're intelligent.
And you're,
if
intelligent, you're, and, you're if, and you're empathetic and you can look out and notice other things. But when you're an ass and you start feeling sorry for yourself, and he came from a rich family. I mean, it was like he worked his way up in the music industry. I mean, he didn't. He was just a spoiled kid.
Well, it's his image. You just nailed it. It's the people, and thanks, Lynette. It's the people who, that are educated, that have got education. They know how a system works and it works well. They're the ones that they have a tendency of being more Democrats. Why? Because they can put two and two together sometimes. You know, they don't go out there and do trade policy on a gut feeling. "I'm going to play chicken with the Chinese." Really? Because guess what? They just won that game. I would make that argument. And it's interesting because is it David Cross who played Tobias on Arrested Development?
Oh, yeah, that's him. Yep.
David Cross. David Cross, he has a bit, and maybe I do this for the Friday link this week, repost this letter that he sent to Larry the Cable Guy. And it was, and Larry the Cable Guy grew up in the suburbs. I mean, his whole act is a shtick. It's an act. It's an act. He's not really this backwards guy. No, he grew up in the suburbs of Florida. He adopted the shtick. He's been wildly successful. No one can take that away from him. But this attitude that he has, that if you insult him, you're somehow insulting, you know, the him himself is putting on the act to do it. I mean, and just, you know, I don't know. Kid Rock found his niche, and he goes on out there. And there are other people. I mean, there are people in town, I can make an argument, that, you know, are wildly wealthy people that, you know, grew up in wealth and stuff like that, and, you know, try to portray themselves as, you know, champions of the common guy when, you know, they live in, you know, gated communities and gilded mansions that don't let anyone nearby. You know, they just, I'm just like you. No, they're not. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with being successful. It's just when you forget that how you got there, and that you start believing the made up fake story that you've created as your shtick as the real you. That's when it starts getting into a trouble. And I think that Kid Rock is a great example of that. I think, you know, and like I said, maybe I'll post up the David Cross letters that he read, and he reads them to Larry the Cable Guy. They're just brilliant. They are brilliant. Let's get Marvin on in here before the break. Welcome on in, Marvin.
Thanks, Matt. My comment about the Kid Rock and present our current commander in chief, Cheeto, I don't like to refer to him by his real name. That kind of devalues the office of president, I think. But anyway, I did see the picture of him and Kid Rock golfing. I think it was about 2 months ago. And Kid Rock was wearing, something that resembled the American flag, a blue and white shirt with the stars on the shirt, and red and white striped pants. And had a goofy fucking hat on.
We got to get rid of you, Marvin. Sorry, you can't say the bad words. But he does bring up an interesting argument. Isn't it funny that you have to respect the flag until you're a Republican and you can drape that stuff all over you and wear it like it's a it's a piece of clothing? The flag code says you're not supposed to wear the flag. You're not. That's flag code. So when you see these people that are dressed in their red, white, and blue, they're violating the flag code. So if anyone sits there and says, "How dare you don't respect the flag by kneeling," and then they're wearing a red, white, and blue shirt, well, you're not respecting the flag either, because flag code says that. So sorry, Marvin, you're doing so well until we got into the R.J. Effenheimer, well, and we have to let you go. Thank you. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, don't make me do what you made Charlie do.
You want to drive, right?
Fine. My dad is cooler than all YouTube and Instagram celebrities combined. Matt McNeil.
That's lit.
Whatever. I'm getting ready to start my behind-the-wheel driver's training, and my dad says the only vehicles he wants me learning in are Toyotas. Fine with me, because I love them too.
The vehicles I trust for my young children are the vehicles I trust for their own driving adventure. It's safety and security you can't beat. Test drive a fantastic Toyota today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 west of the downtown in Golden Valley.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Steve Beavers is watching on the Progressive Citizen Next Matt McNeil show stream. Amazing that all of Trump's celebrity friends are people who haven't been culturally relevant in years. Someone, Matt, on the other stream, on the AM 950 page stream, he made the point, said Taylor Swift turned him down and said, for what? Was he delivering a sub or something like that? He said, no, that's not my sub. And Kid Rock had to go back to the deli store and was all upset. I have no idea. 952-946-6205. Put the subs aside. Why? EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is It's Greek to Me. Phenomenal Greek food. If you've not been there, holy cow, I love it. The stuffed grape leaves are really my favorite. I adore them. But they've got a lot of great traditional Greek items out there. I've been to Greece. I can tell you this right now. The food there is spot on. It is brilliant. Stop on by one of the better locations in town, too. Lake in Lindale, right down there. It's Greek to Me. It's the Eat Local Minnesota.
I was going to say, by the way, It's Greek to Me. Jennifer wanted to pass along. Patio is open, and she said it's awesome out there.
Beautiful. There you go. Enjoy. It's Greek to Me, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. Is Mark in St. Paul there? Let's put him on in. Welcome on in, Mark. Here. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Just want to say, Kid Rock's one of these guys who was born on second and thought he hit a triple.
Well, exactly. He's born on third and he thought he hit a triple. Let's be honest here. I mean, he's the Andy Warhol 15 second of fame guy. And you know what? To the credit of the guy who made the comment on the Progressive Citizen Next page, that's exactly why these guys are latching on to Trump. It makes them relevant. And if not for that, would anyone care what James Woods or Sarah Palin or Kid Rock had to say? Of course not. And even their own party would be turning their back on him. Trump being there and forcing the Republican Party to have to respect him gives them validity again, and that's what they love.
Yeah, they're just looking for a little time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mark. Gary's in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary Bear.
Man, you know, it's amazing. Ever since Trump came in, there's complete silence coming from the Republicans about the bankruptcy of the country, the deficit and debt. Oh, but they sure are worried. Oh, Social Security, Medicare, the safety net, we can't afford that. That's not going to be sustainable. But tax cuts to the rich, the more the better. The bosses, the big boys, give them everything.
Well, and I will say this, and thanks, Gary. There's a lot of Republicans who are out there screaming about deficits, deficits, deficits under Obama who don't say a damn word about him. And the reality is there is an editorial I read the other day, was it this morning, where the guy made the point. He goes, the Republicans, the reason why the party's not ever going to come back is that the modern Republicans have sold themselves to Trump as long as he keeps giving tax breaks to the wealthy, because that's the only thing that they're concerned about. The only priority for the Republicans are tax cuts for the wealthy. And as long as Trump gives them, they'll obey. And so that's why things are going down. Once again, and I want to follow up on yesterday's story and calling out the Star Tribune and the other media of this town. Do you guys remember when you were running around screaming that Ilhan Omar, the representative from the Minnesota 5th District, mainly Minneapolis, was being anti-Semitic in comments, or the comments she made were, we're a little tone deaf, and she basically apologized for them. But that didn't stop you guys for a week screaming about how she's anti-Semitic and she's bad. And then someone edited down a video speech of hers to make it look as bad as possible. And you guys, you insisted, well, we can't go out there and editorialize and critique the video. We just have to report what was said in the video. And so you ran with this narrative about Ilhan Omar being anti-Semitic. I remember when the media did that. Which, you're all a bunch of hacks. Now, that being said, I brought up yesterday that Tom Emmer, the head of the Republican National Congressional Committee, is using an age-old anti-Semitic trope about Jews and money and buying power to promote the Republican brand. This is a letter that's on his letterhead. They identify three left-wing radicals that he says bought control of Congress for the Democrats. Emmer writes that George Soros and Michael Bloomberg are Jewish, wealthy, and politically involved, not just for Republicans. Tom Steyer, the impeachable guy, was born a Jewish family, but early it identifies as Episcopalian. The Minneapolis-based American Jewish World newspaper first saw the letter on Emmer's letterhead, which appears to have been circulated in March and in July. So it wasn't a one-time deal. It wasn't a one-time deal. He's done this before, and this isn't just misspeaking. This is age-old anti-Jewish sentiment. My God, the Merchants of Venice had this in it, for goodness sakes. You know, that's nice. You're still relying on tropes that were used by Shakespeare 500 years ago to criticize Jews today. Oh, yeah. God. Wow. Anti-Semitic? Obviously. The letter says, the news of impactful real progress on turning our nation around was undercut by biased media and hundreds of millions of dollars of anti-Republican propaganda put out there by liberal special interests funded by deep-pocketed far-right billionaires George Soros, Tom Steyer, and Michael Bloomberg. These left-wing radicals essentially bought control of Congress for the Democrats. In case you have been dead for the last several centuries, the idea that rich Jews use the money for power and control is a standard anti-Semitic trope. Wow. But reminder, the main problem they have with Ilhan Omar is that Ilhan Omar is not doing everything Benjamin Netanyahu tells her to do. Ah. See, that in Republican world, that makes her anti-Semitic, but him actually using century-old, unbelievable anti-Jewish rhetoric. And I brought this up yesterday, and so far, boy, let's take a look at the old headline. Oh, it's not in the Star Tribune. Has the Star Tribune gone out to every Republican in the state demanding they comment on Tom Emmer like they did with Ilhan Omar? Have they? Did Jennifer Carnahan get a call over the head of the GOP? Did Kurt Dowd, the minority leader, or Gazelka, the Senate majority leader, did they come on out to condemn Tom Emmer? Did any of the other Republican representatives have to comment on Tom Emmer's comment? No. Wow, because that would seem to me that you have a massive freaking double standard. And the problem is that the double standard is based on no Democrat can ever do anything wrong, and no Republican can do anything right, and no Democrat has ever done anything wrong. Let me start that again. No, their standard is built on that no Republican has ever done anything wrong, and no Democrat has ever done anything right. Henceforth, you inflate what Ilhan Omar states to anti-Semitic levels and with the harshest condemnation in demand. And every Democrat condemn her, while at the same time, when a Republican does something far worse, you're like, hey, come on. Do we really want to do that story? I don't think so. And, oh, I'm surprised. Actually, I'm surprised the Star Tribune hasn't published their own excuse for Emmer. Hell, he was busy. Who doesn't like Shakespeare, Matt? Dear Lord, I hate when it's so obvious like this. I do. And when I said this before, I didn't start this job. I didn't start here to be Mr. Angry about, I'd love to sit and talk about Kid Rock crap all day. I mean, my God, that's a treasure trove of information. That gravy well never goes dry, my friend. But, you know, it is amazing to me that people like Tom Emmer still like to put out this idea of a liberal media. There's no liberal media. If there was a liberal media, you would be already out of office for this anti-Semitic comment you made twice. The standards of our media and this news media in this country, I mean, they are, it's a Stockholm syndrome. They're basically terrified of being labeled liberal. So they go out of their way to make sure Democrats look bad whenever they constantly can and Republicans look good whenever they possibly can. And when Republicans do something horrible, they always downplay it as, oh, it's not that bad. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, Kyle Barr says he wants to throw Democrats to the curb, stomp on them, and run over them a few times because they dared to write common sense gun regulations. And you was like, well, he was an innocent guy. He just misspoke. No, he didn't. He said it on tape and into the rally. And you see his reaction. Yeah, get him. He didn't misspeak at all. But you guys bought his excuse. You didn't even report on when that, you know, jackass out of Hastings, whoever that was, that guy that, you know, attacked Jamie Becker Finn. You didn't even report on that. And here you have Tom Emmer putting out anti-Semitic tropes, and you guys are, well, he's a Republican, so, you know, I think we're good enough here. It is just massive hypocrisy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And I do want to give, prevent Tim Walz from making a mistake here. And I'll bring up this letter. That there's a group of Republican lawmakers and a few Iron Range Democrats have sent a letter to Tim Walz voicing strong support for PolyMet Mining Corporation's proposed $1 billion copper nickel mine in northeast Minnesota. The August 6th letter has 70 signatures and was a direct response to a letter from 18 DFLers sent to Walz. Now, I want to make sure we all understand this. This mine is going to pollute the crap out of the Iron Range. It will. It just will. Mark the tape. August 9th. This mine will pollute the water and or the sky and or the air. It just will. It just will. And it will wipe out the boundary waters. It will wipe out tourism in northern Minnesota. And all these people who are saying, jobs, 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 when they watch their biggest employer, which is tourism, walk out of town because no one wants to go swimming in Cesspool Lake. Well, unless it's on Big Island. Never mind. But no one wants to go on out there and take a dip in an acid bath or go fishing for three-eyed fish. Or go out to beautiful nature so they can wake up coughing and with lungs burning. Then there are the ones going to go like, gee willikers, the mining company lied to us. This is why, Tim, if I can, Governor, Mr. Walz, if I may. Of course every Republican signed this bill. Of course they did. Because they would basically sell out their own grandmother if it meant a possible corporation campaign donation. They would. So forget about the Republicans. For the Democrats, I can't figure out how in the world you look every day you wake up on the Iron Range and you see how important tourism is to your local communities. And you sit there and say, well, I'll jeopardize that for what, 20, 30 permanent jobs? Come on. The Republicans have the best of both worlds. They can complain when you don't do this, and then if you do this and the pollution happens, they'll be the first ones to say, well, I didn't approve it. That was Governor Walz who approved it. That was those Democrats. Look at that Democrat, waggy, waggy, waggy finger. So I want to just, for Governor Walz, I understand there's pressure. Republicans, they can't help themselves. They hate you. They hate Democrats. They're always going to, they would take the side of Satan if they could, if it felt that they were against the Democrats and Jesus. That's who these people are. And frankly, in this day and age, that's kind of the fight that they have taken, if you want to know the truth. So don't just fall, flat to this. And I think what you need to do is start pulling these 18 Iron Range Democrats. A few of the Iron Range Democrats. I want you to pull them out and have a press conference, and I want you to put the numbers for tourism up in their area and say, are you really willing to risk this kind of money and these jobs all for a handful of mining jobs? And put them on record saying, yeah, I would rather lose all the fishing and hunting and golfing and biking and snowmobiling. I would lose all of that to make sure I had 20 permanent mining jobs. And then when they say, well, if they say, well, can't they do both? Then you can say, sure, that's my point. If they're willing to clean up their mess, they're willing to take care of making sure that they don't destroy the environment. And if anything goes wrong, they'll take care of the entire cost. Then we can have a discussion. But right now, no one is forcing the mining companies to have to even come close to that standard. So don't fall for it, Tim. They'll blame you if you don't, and they sure as hell will blame you when the pollution happens, and they'll point their fingers and say, well, we, even though we were screaming to do it, we really weren't the ones who did it. It was Tim Walz. Kind of like exactly like they did with the Viking Stadium. We didn't do that. We just had the majorities in both the House and Senate that approved it. So, darn you, Democrats. That is just who these people are. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living radio show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Going back to our conversation about why the media hasn't gone after Tom Emmer for his anti-Semitic trope, Steve Beavers, who is winning the comment section on the live streams, you can watch the show if you like. It's a live stream of the video. Hello, world. It's radio for your eyes. You can watch it at the AM 950 radio page, or as Steve is watching, at Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show on Facebook as well. In regards to why Tom Emmer is not getting attacked like Ilhan Omar is, but Matt, Tom Emmer is white. Oh, I forgot that. Kind of like how Scott Baio is one of Donald Trump's friends. I missed that. Sorry, my bad. You're exactly right. He's a white guy. That's why he doesn't get held accountable. Sigh. 952-946-6205. Some good news for you to end out the week. After losing Minnesota by a slender 1.5% in 2016, Donald Trump has bragged loud and hard how he'll carry the state, our fair state, next year. Unfortunately for him, the more Minnesotans get to know him, the more they hate him. That's the finding of Morning Consult, which does monthly surveys of presidential approval rates across the country. Since his inauguration, polling now shows that Trump's standing in Minnesota has plunged by 18%. If an election was held today, he'd lose in a landslide. The poll doesn't go into why people feel this way, so no one can speculate why his fandom among independents and moderate Republicans is diving. Perhaps the best theory is that a uniquely loathsome man left to his own devices is bound to drive people away the more they witness him in action. Well, this, by the way, that's City Pages writing. Good job, too. After 2.5 years in office, even the most superficial voters can't help but see the dysfunction and ineptitude. Then the issues that are pertinent to Minnesota, like his attacks on immigrants, women, and Congress members of color. As Vox noted during the assaults on Minneapolis Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, race baiting doesn't particularly play well in Minnesota. An even bigger problem may be Trump's trade war with China, which is delivering misery among his greatest devotees in farm country. Though he's tried to claim China is paying all for the tariffs, they're actually just a tax on imported goods in which the average American... He didn't even understand what tariffs were. When he put tariffs in place, he didn't. He had no idea what they were. He didn't realize, oh, this is not like some money that goes into the federal depository or something like that. Yeah, no, he didn't understand how tariffs work. And so they're just a tax on imported goods in which the average American family is expected to pay an additional $831 this year. Thanks, Donald Trump. That's right. Did you hear that number? $831 thanks to Chinese tariffs, thanks to Donald Trump. Even worse for farmers, China has retaliated by saying we'll no longer import American ag products, meaning Trump has driven away the biggest customer, which accounted for $9.2 billion in sales last year. Actually, the ag sales, Canada, Mexico, then Japan, and then China. But still, you don't just kiss goodbye your fourth largest ag trader and think that that's not going to hurt. $9.2 billion. You know, tell me a sector that could take a $9.2 billion hit and be good. Tell me any sector that could take a $9.2 billion hit and would still be standing. Trump's tried to remedy the pain with a series of welfare packages, but most of them have gone to large corporate farmers. As you would guess, the resulting animus is clear. In our more farm-driven neighborhoods in North Dakota, Trump's support is down 18% since his inauguration. In South Dakota, in Iowa, it's down 11%. He's also plunging in states like Pennsylvania, 8%, Michigan, 11%, even in Wisconsin, which threatened to go full Mississippi not that long ago. I say full Alabama. The president's dropped by 14%. Polling is obviously imperfect. But I will say this, you don't overcome these numbers. And once again, just run those the main states there, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. And the minute that the Democrats, and I'll agree with Jeff Stein wholeheartedly, the minute the Democrats, they get down to one specific candidate, it's going to even get worse, I think, for them. In ag news, I should mention the USDA says China did buy U.S. ag goods last week ahead of the most recent round of trade tensions. China was the top weekly buyer for U.S. soybeans, sorghum, and upland cotton, which also purchasing U.S. pork. Hong Kong was the biggest weekly buyer for beef, but it's unknown how much, if any, of that 8,300 tons will end up in mainland China. President Trump threatened new tariffs on Chinese imports late last week. In response, China dropped the purchases of ag goods. The USDA's next set supply and demand estimates August 12th, expect those numbers to be zero. And farm income went down for the second quarter of this year in the St. Louis Federal Reserve District. Amid flooding in parts of the region, the bank's latest ag finance survey showed the highest proportion of bankers reporting lower income since their first quarter of 2016. The survey was done in the last half of June from bankers in the district, which also includes Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Tennessee. Farm income continued to go down for the 22nd consecutive quarter, and bankers cite flooding and depression commodity prices as some of the possible factors of the second quarter. You think? Quality farmland values rose more than 2.5% in the quarter, while the cash rents were down almost 3% from last year. So once again, I want to make sure we understand something. There have been 22 consecutive quarters where the farm income has gone down. You have, on top of that, the ag sector going to lose its fourth largest supplier. And according to last week, before things went nuclear, the number one weekly buyer of U.S. soybeans, sorghum, and upland cotton. So the number one purchaser of soybeans, sorghum, and upland cotton, gone. Bye. He has screwed this country up so badly. See, he has screwed this country up so badly. Farmers, I really feel for you. And I know there's a lot of people, and I don't agree with this. I don't agree with the people that come on the social media pages and comment. It's like, well, they're getting what they deserve. I understand you thought that this guy was your knight in shining armor. The reality is he has screwed you over. And you, because you believed in a ghost, a phantom, you're going to watch your 100-year-old farm that your grandfather farmed and you farmed and your dad farmed, it's going to go away because it's not a massive corporate farm. The only things that are going to survive after this are the corporate farms. And that's just the reality. And we are going to lose a major swath of traditional Americana, and it will be gone forever. So in the words of Kid Rock, make sure you give Trump 100% of the credit for all the crap that we've got. And if you know crap, well, you know Kid Rock. We're back on Monday. Till then, see ya.